Sunshine Coast Racing today, as always, on a Sunday in Queensland. And joining us to preview the Quaddie Leagues, Howard Bolter. Howard, good morning.
G'day, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the Quaddie today is a four-year-old and up maiden over the 1,600 metres. Scratchings from this event, 11, 12 and 16. Afsoon, $3.30. I Am Winkles at $3.90. 4.20, Bring the Love and Double Choice, $6.50.
I've got three of those four in my numbers. The key to this race, Brendan, is a maiden race over the 1,600. The horses that look to have the best hopes are relatively lightly raced, and in the main, they're also attempting the distance for the first time. So we'll be wiser after the ball, but I'll suggest number two, Afsoon. Four-year-old having his first campaign, just the two starts, he was beaten less than three lengths as a $16 chance on debut, and then he came out and placed third when getting up to the 1,400 with Noel Callow aboard. So today he goes 12-14 to 16. Jimmy Orman at the Sunshine Coast. He's got pace. He's drawn wide, but he should settle in the front half of the field. Number four, Iron Winkles, just the two starts for this four-year-old mare. Now, she ran along on the pace on debut and finished third, and then they elected to ride her quiet. She sailed fifth last week. And I didn't think she finished off as well as she should have. So I anticipate they'll go forward up to the 1,600. She's 12 to 16, and I think they'll just let her run along and see how she goes. Number six, Keaton's had the three starts from a spell for Mary-Ann Brosnan, originally raced in Victoria. Now, Eagle Farm two starts ago, failed to flatter, but then went to Dooman up to 1,660 and made ground, only beaten three lengths, just got too far back in the run. So this horse will run the distance. Otherwise, number three, Bring the Love, Steve Tregaya trained. That's the big tick, but it was 5-4 and beaten at Toowoomba home track last start. 2, 4, 6, 3.
2, 4, 6, and 3 in race number five. Race number six is Occult Cuttings and Entice. Benchmark 58 over 1,000. There are no changes here in the sixth event. Shajaya at $2.30. Avidius at $3.40. Copper Sunset at 10. Logan's Blade at 11. Master Bailey 11 and 13 for Norse Mythology.
Look, I've left the favourite out of my numbers. It's $5.50 winning a maiden last start. You know, natural progression up to the benchmark 58, but drawn out wide with 57.5. There is other speed there. The toppy go forward, the two will go forward, and even 11 might. So certainly going to have to, you know, be used up early, Shajaya, from that barrier. Rails out 9, so if it does get across, that could be an advantage. But I'll go with number 6, Avidius. Two starts from the spell. He was okay third first up at $16 in the wet, and then he came to Sunshine Coast a fortnight back, very good run, drew 8 of 8, got too far back the way the race was run, but he really made good ground over the final 200 metres to be beaten the neck by Lucifer's Loot. He's awkwardly drawn as well, very well in at the weights, so if Zach Lloyd can find it back to the turn, I'd expect Avidius to be running on strong. Ahead of number 3, Norse Mythology, wary of this horse, hasn't raced for 9 weeks, one is maiden off an 8-week fresh in this track and distance. So I think he races best this way. He's got a good barrier, Jimmy Orman. Number 4, Master Bailey, first up from the spell. No trial, good barrier. Really good barrier, number 2. And first up record, 2 wins from 6, both at this track and distance. So I think it's got to be looked at closely. And then otherwise, perhaps number 7, Mint Strip, but more of a place chance. I probably should have put the favourite in for 4th, but that alley's, you know, got me worried. 6, 3, 4, 7.
Race number 7, Fillies and Mares, benchmark 58 over the 1,000 metres. Scratchings from this event, runners 5, 7, 8, 9 and 11. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Don't Die Wondering, $3.40. A Touch of Sin at $3.80. Better Rush, $3.90. 6.50 Atlantic Rose out to $9 for Massaville.
So those three favourites, they're expected to make the pace here over the 1,000. I'm going to go with number 10, Atlantic Rose. She was okay third first up at the Gold Coast over 900. She's placed 3 of 4 second up. She's placed 3 of 5 at this track and distance. And that includes a luckless third 5 starts ago behind She's a Mitzi, and then a close second to Spirit House 4 starts ago. So from a good barrier, Tiff Brooker rides the track well. I thought with all that speed and some of it drawn wide, she might be able to get amongst the finish here. Number 10, Atlantic Rose. Ahead of 1, Don't Die Wondering. Barrier 3, whereas you've got A Touch of Sin and Better Rush drawn out in 10 and 12. So I'm going to put Don't Die Wondering in as the main danger ahead of those other two favourites. their barriers just mean they could be facing the breeze, if not three wide. 10, 1, 2 and 3.
10, 1, 2 and 3 in race 7. Race number 8 is a ratings band 0 to 62 over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 8 and 13. He Knows 220. Denzel at $5. $5.50. Chelsea Rain Dream Weaving $17 for Alanara.
Not a lot of pace on paper, so I'm going with number 7, Dream Weaving. The horse is hard and fit. Been runner-up 3 of 5 this time in with the rail out 9, as I said. Maps well, so at the $7 each way, number 7, Dream Weaving, no doubt 3, He Knows, is the one to beat. He's had a month off, and I think that's a big tick for him. He races very well fresh. He can just get a little bit one-paced as his campaign progresses. Got a good barrier, got the blinkers first time. So he's obviously the horse they're going to have to hold out at the finish. I think one of the two will win, Brendan, 7 or 3. Next best, 2, Danzel. First up, Danzel, first up from a spell, won a trial. Just don't know where it gets to from that wide gate. Otherwise, perhaps number 5, Alanara, used to be trained in New South Wales, had one start for Michael Lakey, and that was at Eagle Farm, ran last, but that was Metro Saturday Company, so it could improve back in this grade, but it might want more speed on. So I just think either 7 gets the right run in front, or 3 emerges and gets it. 7, 3, 2 and 5.
7, 3, 2 and 5. Best value accordion play for the Sunshine Coast, Howard.
I'm going to say the best because of the odds is race 6, number 6, Ovidius. It's not favourite, and as I said, very well weighted. Speed elsewhere should emerge. Now, race 8, number 7, Dream Weaving. Nice value chance up on the pace. Quaddy, 2, 3, 4, 6. In 3, 4, 6. Into 1, 2, 3, 10. Into 3 and 7 only. And the play of the day is a place all up. When I worked it out earlier, it came out at around about $16. So fingers crossed, place all up. Race 5, 2, race 6, 6, race 7, 10, race 8, 7.
Race 8, number 7. Best of luck today, Howard.
Good on you, Brendan.
Howard Walter there with his look at the Sunshine Coast. Totes are through the second. Healesville, 1 Niorbo, 340, 150. 3 Phono Man, 180. 1 One Wild Mikado, 170. 4th into 6. 450 Quinella, 1280 Exacta. Try 45.10. First 4, $230.50. 5-5 in the double, $48.90. Race number 3 in 7 minutes from now. Olsen Mick, $1.85. Tab fixed odds, $1.04 on Super Tab. James going 3, 2, 7 and 8 in race number 3 from Healesville. Dubbo racing today. It's Cup Day at Dubbo. Kev Casey's done the form for us there. Kev, good morning.
G'day, Brendan. Yeah, good morning to you. It's a big card, 10 races. And obviously their highlight meeting. A bit of a rough time lately, haven't they, around Dubbo? So he's something of a highlight. The Cup's a ripper. Good depth to it, but a good support card as well.
Yeah, big fields across the card. Race number 7 of 58 over 1,300 metres. Scratchings from this event. Runners 1, 3, 4, 9, 16 and 17. Papa John is the favourite at $2.25. Forever Jude at $4.20. Music Miss at $7.850. The Deepest Secret and 13 for Gadfly.
I'm trying to be more confident here. This is an approach with caution race for mine. I'm tipping Papa John, who's favourite. He's short enough for a horse who has a terrible habit of missing the kick. That has affected his strike rate. And this is largely devoid of speed. I think the fourth emergency that gets in, Chesty, could be our leader. We led him a lowly maiden last time and kicked on inside draw. So I think he could put something in. Lala Loopsy, the Deepest Secret, might add to that speed. But there's not a lot here. Papa John is going to be further back in the field. But look, he's switched around from wet to dry. He's racing well. He gets another dry track here. Look, I hope he doesn't get too far back, but his habit is of missing it. Forever Jude, I think, is the backup horse here, number 8. First up run was a pass. Absolutely should have finished closer. It was only beaten 1.2 as it is. I think second up today should be able to set up much closer, but then you look at his strike rate, it's not great. Loves a minor placing, not so much winning. So I've got 13 to beat 8. Music Miss, I want to put in the quaddie as well. Obviously looking at a hat trick today, might be able to position reasonably, crossing over, some chance of doing that to the front half. And look, Chesty is the one at Gilgandra Maiden, but does get the front here and might get it pretty easily. I've gone 13-8, 5 and 18 for race 7.
13, 8, 5, 18, race number 7, race number 8, looks like a good old-fashioned flying handicap here, 1 Jailbreak, 3 Partners, equal favourites at $4, Dubai Tycoon at $5.650, Classy Rebel, Patrick May at $7.13 at Cantaroo, and then Messy Miss at $15, Kev.
Yeah, look, you've got a handful here in single figures, but you've got the three up the top that are vying for favouritism there, as you said. Look, I'm tipping Dubai Tycoon, who's had some recent race fitness as opposed to Partners and Jailbreak, who approached this fresh. He won essentially the lead-up here going back to the 8th of August. That's 5 weeks ago, but won it pretty well. You've got Alicia Collard on board here. Should be able to find a spot. There's obviously a lot more speed in this. The main speed does come from Partners and Classy Rebel. I think Dubai Tycoon can set up sort of, you know, 56 in run, and will be hard to beat here. Very good on dry, and that latest win was his only visit to Dubbo. Look, Partners is a city grade horse. We know him well. He trials really well. He romped in his latest trial. He's had a couple, so he should be set up here. His first up stats aren't wonderful, nor are his 1,100 metre stats, but he's got some quality about him, and he should be set up. He can jump and go. He can be out front here. Next in line for mine is Jailbreak, who did win this race last year. Won it with 56 on the back. He's now got 62 kilos. He won it easily. He's got to be a winning hope. Certainly, he's a quality horse in this lineup. And Classy Rebel, the other speed horse, has done a bunch of winning this preparation. Goes in next best. 2-3-1-6 for me for the flying.
Cup is race number 9 on this 10-event program. We've got Healesville in 3 minutes from now. The scratchings from the cup runners, 1, 3, 5, 9, 14, 18 and 20. From the Bush, $4. Ready to Humble at $4.40. Rule the World at $6.50 and $8. Fast Talking.
Yeah, look, I'm going to leave out the favourite. I'm not leaving him out of the quaddy number 12, but he won't be in my tips here. Even though his form looks, you know, okay up further north. I'm tipping a horse called From the Bush, number 10. There's 2 from 2 at Dubbo. He's just coming in really good form. He's graduated to the 1600, his last couple. Doing really good work. And he's going to be forward here. He could even be your leader in the race. There's some opposition from Lord Heron, and perhaps he's a gentleman from out a little bit wider, but he'll be up there doing his best. He's just having a really good prep. So tipping him to win it. Lord Heron is the other one. Could be leading. Has won both starts this preparation at Newcastle, 64, 68 there on a Saturday, including yesterday week, on a relatively quick turnaround here. He's got something to offer here, I think. 6 Fast Talking next best, good run first up. He's a gentleman, also goes in, and I would put the fave in a quaddy. 10-8-6-13 for the cup.
Final event on the program is race number 10. It's a class 2. Scratchings here is 6, 8, 11, 13, 14 and 17. It's over 1,100. Very sharp, 330, 370. Fox Storm, 420. Boom Boom Basil, $7.50 for Bean Hot.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Fox Storm here, number 16, whose return run was sound. Just couldn't run down the leader. Kept on trying, kept narrowing that margin. Goes to 1,100. He's just going for 1,000 of 1,100. That's probably a positive. Probably got the, you know, follow the leader sort of role here. I expect Smart Casual to lead, and Foxthorn can follow up somewhere on the inside here. 5 Boom Boom Basil returns here as one. It's last two fresh at the track. The draw here is possibly a little tricky, and the inside gate for number 10, Very Sharp, could also be a bit of a change. It's drawn out wide recently, could be closer in the run today. I think they're the three winning chances, 16-5-10 and 3 Bean Hot for next best.
40 seconds to the next at Healesville. Kev, your best value quaddy and play, please.
Yeah, look, my best is just before the quaddy, race 6, number 1, Vital Verse. Good chance there today. My value, race 8, number 10 in the cup, pardon me, race 9 at number 10 in the cup From the Bush. Quaddy numbers 5, 8, 13 into 1, 2, 3, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 and 5, 10, 16 in the last leg.
Best of luck today, Kev.
Thank you.
South Australian racing today heads to Oakbank, which should have been South Australian Grand National Day with the hurdle and the steeplechase. But with COVID restrictions, the majority of participants from Victoria unable to get over there. So we're left with seven on the flat. Nadia Horn's done the form. Nadia, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Race number four on the card. First leg of the Connies, a benchmark 52 over 1,900 metres. 3 and 6 are the scratchings from this one. Happy Adam, 310. Le Dupe at 420. Mr. Epic, 480. 550 Plimpton. And then Concape at $7.
Yeah, look, I'm going for the favourite number four, Happy Adam. She's had the one run back this prep, and she ran particularly well first up, where she settled down back in the field, and she did make up very good ground over the concluding stages. She did have some pretty strong late closing sectionals for an 1,800-metre race, and you feel her coming to Oakbank and getting up to 1,900. This will sort of suit her ideally. She was very consistent last preparation. She ran some nice races as she did get up in trip, and I think from where she's drawn there today, if the track's sort of playing a little off-fence, which it could, with a bit of rain around, she'll be the horse who'll be finishing off. So I've gone for it. I put the 8 Plumpton in as the main danger, who does back up 7 days. Good effort last time out in the 2,000-metre maiden. It was a strong performance. Obviously, you have a look through its form. It's had a few chances, but it does get into a winnable race, in particular with that 3-kilo claim. It gets a bit of a weight relief. 2 Le Dupe, I've got in for third, and then I've gone out to 1 Mr. Epic. But 4 should be hard to beat. 4, 8, 2, 1, race 4.
Race number 5 on the program is a benchmark 50 over 1,100 metres. There are no scratchings from this event. French Rock, $2. Equichuck at $3.70. Gravity, $5.50. 11, Sarah's Jewel. And 17, Kitty D'Amour.
Yeah, I'm going with the 1 French Rock. I just feel that he's got a bit of a class edge on some of these. He's been going around in, you know, benchmark 54s. He gets to a benchmark 50, which is obviously a rating that we don't see too often, but obviously, due to this Oakbank meeting today, they do have a few different races on, and this is one of them. Just gives those lower rating horses a chance to win a race. And you have a look at him. Look, he's probably best is got, you know, past him, but he is racing quite consistently in stronger races. And the fact that they have claimed two, you'll see him carry the 60.5 kilo. So I'm keen on the fave. I've got number 6 Equichuck in as the main danger. Quick backup off of a good run is always a positive. Has drawn with plenty of room as well and is fitter for recent racing. The 10 goes in for 4th. Gravity, who's probably had quite a few chances, has come up with the 1 Marble, should be up on speed. And then as far as the 4th selection, I went out to 9 Sarah's Jewel with the addition of the tongue tie. I've gone 1, 6, 10 and 9 in race 5.
Race number 6, a benchmark 56 over 1,100. Scratchings here at 2, 3 and 6. Chevite, $2.60. She's a Stall at 4, 440. Lucky Dog, Sir Johnson, 650.
Yeah, look, I'm going with number 7, Chevite. She's a pretty consistent horse. She's been here before and she has been placed. She comes off of a good effort last time out where she was up on speed and was just too strong for them in a race at Gawler. Look, she did it at both ends there. Look, she had the Knight's best last 400 for the meeting, so that's where she was able to win the race. The fact that she's got that tactical speed and she can sort of maintain that towards the end of her races too is going to make her pretty hard to beat. She's quite strong on the line. The 8, she's Estelle, next pick, who comes off of a maiden win last start. 9, Lucky Dog, resumes from a break. Look, it's obviously had quite a few little issues, but its best is definitely good enough to give this a real shake, and then I've gone out to 4, Sir Johnson. 7, 8, 9, 4, race 6.
Race number 7 of 54 over 1,400 metres. 3, 8, 17, 18 come out here. Canada, $3.40. Applied, 5. $6.50. Pollyanna Handorf, $6.50. And Transference at 9.
Yeah, look, I'm going for one down the bottom here, number 16, Run On. The Emergency, who's been able to gain a start in the event. I'm just, you know, looking at this race and seeing that this is the new horse on the scene. It's sort of campaigned up north in Darwin and through the territory, and it's performed quite well. Now, it's drawn gate 1, so it'll be interesting to see how that fence is, but it has shown good speed in some of its races recently, and with that 3-kilo claim, I do think that he gets in well, so I've gone for it. 2 Canada, I've got in as the next pick, who is racing quite consistently, and is 2 weeks between runs, looks ideal for this, even with the 60 kilos. A 6 Pollyanna can mix her form a little bit, but does get into a winnable race, even though it's drawn deep. And then I've gone out to number 4 Applied, next pick. 16-2, 6-4, race 7.
Best value caught in play, please, Nadi, for Oakbank.
Best comes up race 2, number 3, Risky. That's race 2, number 3. Horse at odds, that one in the last race, 7, number 16, Run On. And for the quaddy, we'll go 2, 4, 8 in the first leg, 1 and 6 in the second, 7, 8, 9 in the third leg, and 2, 4, 5, 6, 15 and 16 in the last leg. And as far as our play of the day, we'll take an all-up race 2, number 3, into race 5, number 1.
2, 3 into 5, 1. Best of luck today, Nadia.
Thanks, Brendan.
Nadia Horn there with her look at the program of racing at Oakbank. Coffs Harbour race today, and Ian Humphreys has been through the form for us at Coffs Harbour. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
First leg of the quaddy is race number 4. It's a class 2 over 1,300 metres. 6 and 10 come out. Harmoon Star at $1.90. Fanati at $4.40. And Chisina at $5.
Yeah, Harmoon Star has been very impressive, winning her past two. The extra trivia doesn't look a problem, and she just needs a bit of luck from the awkward barrier. Deliberation, who should get an easy lead here, is the danger. T2 was impressive last start winning. Number 5, Cecina, probably the other winning chance. The stablemate to her, Moonstar. He battled on well last start at Scone. This looks a little easier. So in the first leg of the quaddy, we've gone to 2, 3, 5 and 1.
2, 3, 5 and 1 in race number 4. Race number 5 on the card is a class 1 and maiden over the 1,600 metres. 8 and 14 come out of this event. Tamfix Todd's favourite is Vassal at 2.40. Bold Contender 2.60. 9.50 Bellotti and Desmos at $10.
Yeah, I think there's only two chances here. The two favourites, Bold Contender, Racing World this time in, was too good last start over 1,700 metres. After the 3-kilogram claim and from barrier 2, he looks hard to beat again. And number 10, Vassal, she too was impressive, breaking through at 10 with over 1,400 metres. First time of this trip, it doesn't look to be a problem. She's the danger. Put it number 1, Blue Tone, third, and number 14, Just Like Lisa, next best. So I've gone 2, 10, 1 and 14.
2, 10, 1, 14, race 5. Race number 6 on the card is a benchmark 66 over 1,400 metres. No scratchings here. Great Marlowe, 4.20. This will do us at $6. $7 Galway. Invictus Felix at $7. Onomy, $7.50.
Yeah, the last two legs at the quaddy are a lot tougher than the first two. So I've gone for number 2, Invictus Felix. Battled away last start in a stronger race at Taree. He's a winner. He's only started at this track. And it's barrier 1. I think he'll get his chance. Number 7, Great Marlowe, also races well this track. He rises in class here, but drops 4 kilograms in weight from his last run. Number 1, Galway, resuming, doesn't have a great first-up record, but he trialled well recently. I put it the ex-Victorian, number 3, Honour Me, was a fair run. First start up here, in for 4, so I've gone 2.713.
Final event of 58 over 1,000. 3, The Scratching. Point of 4.20. Sophie's Last 4.60. Sapphire Step at 7. 7.50. Cab Sav. Valley Sister 8 and 9.50. Invincible Faith.
Yeah, going for the 9-year Cab Sav. Only lightly raced. Raced on the pace when resuming. It's much too good at Grafton. This doesn't look an overly strong race. You can measure up. Number 4, Sophie's Last resuming. Has 2 wins in 1 placing from 4 previous first up runs that she has drawn the outside barrier. Number 8, Poeta. Been close up his past few, has a chance, and we're putting number 6, Sapphire Step. It drops in grade here. He can be an improver. So I've gone 9, 4, 8, and 5.
Best Valley quaddy in play, Ian, for Coffs Harbour.
Best Brendan, a bit short, but I think he'll be winning race 4, number 2, her Moon Star. It's been very impressive both runs this time in. The value is in race 6, number 2, Invictus Felix. I think it's good odds each way from barrier 1. I can't see him missing a place. The quaddy will go light the first two legs and come home a few more. So in the first leg, we'll go numbers 2, 3, 5. Second leg, just 2 and 10. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 5 and 7. And come home with 4, 5, 6, 8 and 9.
Best of luck today, Ian.
Thanks, Brendan.
Ian Humphreys with his look at the program at Coffs Harbour. Time to talk Greyhound with George Ferrugia.
Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
6 minutes off the next at Healesville. Alfie Mikado, 76. Reggae Mikado at 21. 3 out. Cruz at 27. Kilpatrick, 36. Noombara Jack, $4, $2.20. $1.50 on Tamfixed Odds. Golden Years, 42. Atlantic Jewel at $60. That race in 5 from now. George Ferrugia, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Entertaining day coming up at Healesville. Before we touch on there and Sandown, Gypsy Wyong, too good last night in the feature event at the Meadows.
Yeah, look, and I'm glad she was able to put her money where her mouth is, and that's pretty much been coming from me, because I just thought once she was going to step up over the distance, Brendan, she's going to be a real terrific stayer. And she put the writing on the wall yesterday, running 42.55, leading all the way. Her splits were good. She had a dog like Hank the Hustler stalking her, and she was able to withhold that pressure and win. She's an absolute star. That was only her second run over 700 metres and was a terrific victory. $25,000 to the winner, Group 3 final. Hank the Hustler second, Nick Spale running third. So well done to Team Daly. They've got a good one there.
And slot holders announced tonight for the inaugural running of the Phoenix.
Yeah, very, very exciting. And obviously a lot of ins and outs in regards to once those slot holders are announced, how they plan to pick their greyhounds, whether it's going to be something where they can have a race on, if it's a jurisdiction. So, yeah, really looking forward to hearing that. And we'll cover it throughout the week, including Off the Leash with Gareth and I on Tuesday afternoon.
We'll start off with our look. Have we got a quaddie there for Healesville, George?
No, I've got one at Sandown, mate. Yeah.
Sandown, okay. Tip for the Healesville Cup?
Yeah, I think Hilltop Jonah, I know he's favourite here, but he's just had the most perfect preparation for the race. His form leading up to it has been fantastic. He's defeated all comers. He was the quick speed in the race. So I just think he's drawn really well, and I think he'll be hard to beat. So Hilltop Jonah on top. I think the fairy tale story will be Tigalong Tonk. It'll push his prize money to over $750,000. But, yeah, I just think Hilltop Jonah will be hard to beat.
3 minutes off the next there at Healesville. We'll get cracking on the Sandown Quaddie. First leg, race 5 is 6-7 over the 5.95 at 3.27. No scratchings here. Going to do Grace, $3.30. 3.70 RB's Lucy, 4.60 Mars Rover, Weblick Way, $4.40.
Yeah, 6 to beat 1, 2 and 8. I've gone Going to do Grace on top. Win at Sandown 3 starts ago was pretty good in 29.90. Got to the line well. Probably looking for this distance. He's had two starts over it. Had placed last week. And, yeah, look, I think despite the box draw, it's the one to beat. Of the others, number one, Mars Rover. Drawn okay. Can show some good speed. So should be able to utilise the good box. Number two, Arby's Lucy. Race as well, this track and distance. And its recent form has been very consistent. And we'll throw in number eight, Weblek Wave. So 6 to beat 1, 2 and 8.
Race number 6 on the program, 2 out 5 is vacant. Small field to go here, this 4-5 over the 5.15. Invictus Jackson, 283.30. Aston Amigo Hugo at $3.80.
Yeah, I think the market's got this summed up. 6 to beat 4 and 3. Invictus Jackson has run 29.40 here. Good win at Warrigal, 2 starts ago. Can show speed. Got a vacant box on his inside. But Aston Amigo is the clear danger. He's a brother to Aston Genevieve, who's going around as the unbeaten young boom pup in this Healesville Cup final. And Glenn Rounds is certainly in great form, training well. Of course, Aston Rupee breaking the track record there on Thursday. Hugo's the other one. We'll throw in another one that can show some speed, placed in 4 or 6 this track and distance. 6 to beat 4 and 3.
Race 7, a grade 5 over the 5.15. 5 vacant, 8 comes out. Palace Lady off the red, 2.28. Ball 3.10. 4.40, Fenway Lights.
Yeah, 1 to beat 4 and 3. Palace Lady clearly does her best racing off the inside draw. From her 9 career wins, 3 of them have been off the inside. She's also ran second on a couple of occasions. Her last win off did come off box 1, and she's the one to beat here again. Of the others, 8 ball, he's been a mighty old greyhound. He's had a lot of injuries, but he's certainly racing in a nice vein of form. He's won 2 of his last 4 and placed in a few as well. And then we'll throw in number 3, Trout. Good winner last start, showed some good speed. So 1 to beat 4 and 3.
Final leg of the quaddie is over the middle trip at grade 5. 5 a vacant box, 7 to run. 7 Blazer Glory, 195. 290 Lady Fernando, 750 Golden Teddy. Destructive Ride at $9.
2 to beat 7 and 8 here. I've gone Lady Fernando on top. Good win last start at the Meadow. Showed some good speed. Trained by Brendan Purcell. Look, I think she'll get around that first corner quickly and be the one to catch. Of the others, Blazer Glory clearly brings his A game. Will be hard to beat. His last win was all the way back in June, though, and that was a nice win at the Meadows off a good draw. And we'll throw in number 8, Stretch Butler, another one that will show speed from the wide track and placed in 7 of 8 this track and distance. 2 to beat 7 and 8.
Recap of the quaddie numbers and best bet for the card, please, George.
Okay, 1, 2, 6 and 8, into 3, 4 and 6, into 1, 3 and 4, into 2, 7 and 8. We'll go to race 4, number 4, Mapunga Katie. I know Aston Ulysses in the race, but she's really been knocking on the door against some very good greyhounds of late. And she was $4 this morning, keen to have a play on her race 4 number 4 at Sandown.
Thanks very much for your time this morning, George. Good luck.